Hello, everyone. Welcome to Minghui Radio, bringing you podcasts of stories relating to the persecution of Falun Gong in China, insights and experiences gained by practitioners during the course of their cultivation, special items of interest, and music composed and performed by DAFA practitioners. In today's podcast, we bring you an experience-sharing article from the 9th China Fahui on Minghui.org entitled Saving Sentient Beings with Compassion While Rescuing Fellow Practitioners.
Saving Sentient Beings with Compassion While Rescuing Fellow Practitioners by Yi Lian in Heilongjiang Province, China. Greetings, compassionate and magnificent Master. Greetings, fellow practitioners. Whenever I look back at my 13 difficult years of cultivation and recall episodes on my journey of assisting Master in the Fa rectification, words cannot capture the magnificence of Master and the magic of cultivation. As a Fa rectification DAFA disciple, I am extremely honored. My heart is filled with steadfast faith in Master and DAFA. Since the first day of the evil party's persecution, I have stepped out of my home and clarified the truth face to face. I share my joy of obtaining the Fa and the personal experience of the beauty of the Fa with predestined people and people who deserve salvation. During the worst days of the evil persecution, I wasn't confused by the lies and delusions. Righteous thoughts and righteous actions have enabled me to walk the difficult 4,700 some days and nights with pride and dignity. I would like to summarize my cultivation experience of rescuing fellow practitioners who had been illegally arrested and incarcerated by the Chinese Communist Party, CCP. We carried out different roles to clarify the truth in person and complement one another as one body. Rescuing fellow practitioners must be undertaken on a righteous path. Rescuing fellow practitioners needs to be done to save sentient beings. It is also negating the evil old forces' arrangements. Rescuing fellow practitioners is not for them to avoid persecution so that they can lead an ordinary person's life. It is for them to break away from the demon's dungeon, assimilate to the one body in assisting Master in the Fa rectification, and save more sentient beings. We need to cultivate ourselves well during the process. Elevation of Xinxing will protect the one body from gaps and help us take a righteous approach. In the early spring of 2011, the prisons in my city persecuted steadfast DAFA disciples severely. In half a month, three were killed and several others were near death. The families of those near death received urgent notices from the prisons that they should come and process the paperwork for medical parole immediately. Practitioner A's blood pressure was 240/160. He could die at any time. With the support of our one body's righteous thoughts, his mother and I went to the prison and embarked on a six-month-long rescue effort. Medical parole is a disguised form of persecution. The key to our saving sentient beings is that we have to walk our paths righteously. We shouldn't cooperate with the evil. There is nothing wrong or criminal about cultivating truth, compassion, forbearance. Falun Gong practitioners are not criminals. Why do we need to take medical parole? Cultivators don't have ordinary diseases. Why should we be paroled on medical grounds? The true purpose of our group actions is to utilize the rescue opportunities to clarify the truth and save sentient beings, as well as to disintegrate the evil elements by sending righteous thoughts near the prisons. As long as we are righteous, we ward off the evil. Prisons are very evil. It was still very cold in March in northeastern China. In addition to the seasonal cold, the evil elements pressed down from other dimensions, making the cold all the more freezing and penetrating. Practitioner A's mother, over 70 years old, and I helped each other. We arrived at the heavily guarded prison in gusty wind and swirling snowflakes. At that time, all the officers there were tightly controlled by the evil. Their frightened eyes revealed malice. The terror came from the evil elements in other dimensions. We had difficulty breathing. Despite the pressure, we found the captain of the ward and asked him to sign and guarantee that we were taking our family member home in order to save his life. The prison would be solely liable for anything that happened to our family member. The captain said I was mistaken. The family was to come and process a medical parole. But with the support of One Body's Righteous Thoughts, we didn't cooperate. To help sentient beings avoid committing crimes, truth clarification is the only hope for their salvation. Quote, clarifying the truth during the gigantic changes has already become the major way of saving all beings and the world's people. So in doing this, the wisdom that DAFA has given you and the enormous capability that the FA has provided you with are manifesting. Teaching the FA at the 2003 Atlanta FA Conference. Unquote. The captain, his deputy, and the instructor all reacted very negatively. The captain rushed up to me, flustered and exasperated. He grabbed my shoulders with both hands and lifted me up. What are you here for? I think you are a Falun Gong practitioner. I didn't directly respond. I waved my right arm and said, let me go. Is this some kind of a joke? I'm older than you. You need to show respect. DAFA disciples shouldn't be weak and gullible. We carry the dignity, weight, and compassion of the FA. I did this to keep him from committing crimes against DAFA disciples. It was showing great compassion for him. He was contained. He let go of me and left. Soon, three big men emerged. One had a pronounced scar on his face. I didn't pay too much attention. I just thought that they were waiting for their turn to hear the truth. After we clarified the truth to the female typist and a policeman, it was about their turn. The three were afraid and hurried downstairs. That same day, another practitioner's relatives from out of town were beaten severely by plainclothes police. The male relative was beaten to the floor and carried to the Public Security Bureau in the suburb. The female relative's clothes were in tatters. I recalled the three big guys. They came for us. Yet with Master's protection and the support of DAFA disciples' righteous thoughts, we were able to dissolve the danger. Quote, the evil's persecution simply cannot touch students who really have strong righteous thoughts. When the evil's persecution was at its worst, such students didn't give the evil any gaps to capitalize on. Those that truly had strong righteous thoughts could withstand the persecution. FA teaching given at the FA conference marking the 10th anniversary of the Mingwei's website's founding. Unquote. Truth clarification is the master key. We didn't think the 6 months' rescue time was too long. It felt like an instant. We could see how precious time was for saving sentient beings. Using our rescue efforts as an opening, we approach relevant agencies to clarify the truth and expose the evil on a large scale. We clarified the truth to people in our community as well as people in the courts, public security bureaus, detention centers, and anyone we came across. We had our cultivation stories. When people thanked us after they learned the truth, we had the attachment of zealotry. When things didn't go our way, our attachment of self-validation and show-off mentality were revealed. When we encountered setbacks, we had a sense of loss and self-blame. Whenever we realized these attachments, we rectified them with the FA, so we didn't bring trouble to the one-body cooperation or saving sentient beings. Through truth clarification, a police officer voluntarily went to the City Public Security Bureau, the 610 office, and the subdivision of the Public Security Bureau to request the unconditional release of DAFA disciples. He even gave his own personal guarantee. These Falun Gong practitioners are all good people. They don't do anything bad or have any bad track records. I can guarantee that. We made many trips to the prison. The environment there changed tremendously because of our compassionate truth clarification. before the 610 office member in charge of persecuting Falun Gong practitioners demanded that all Falun Gong practitioners' relatives badmouth Master and Dafa on family visitation days. Whoever refused couldn't see their family members. After he learned the truth, he spoke to the head of the prison. "Aren't Falun Gong practitioners also people? I'm treating all family members the same way. I give them the green light." Ever since then, he has treated Dafa disciples and their family members nicely. He didn't give us a hard time. "Once I wanted to visit a fellow practitioner to learn about the persecution cases there so I could expose the evil. I wasn't a direct family member and I didn't have my ID with me. However, hearing the truth inspired the officer's kindness. He gave me a special approval to meet with the fellow practitioner. I obtained first-hand information. This was unprecedented at the time. Every time we were at the prison, we placed truth clarification as our first priority. We treated all police officers equally, no matter which office they belonged to. In the beginning, they were quite hostile. We didn't back off. Dafa Disciples' mission is saving people. This meant clarifying the truth to them. Later, the officers treated us like family members or friends. They would stand up and give us their seats and offer us tea. We didn't cooperate with the requirements of the prison. They agreed to unconditionally release the practitioner. We didn't have to go through any procedures or pay any fees. There are only two paths for Dafa disciples. One is the arrangement of the old forces. This means the ruin of sentient beings. It is the path of destruction. The other path is Master's arrangement, clarifying the truth and saving sentient beings. This path takes no fixed form. It is smooth and free of impediments. Attachments were behind grievances. Several months passed. This might feel very long for some, but it was only an instant. A lot of projects in my city needed one-body cooperation and sending righteous thoughts near different places. Sometimes we didn't have enough practitioners supporting those who sent forth righteous thoughts in close proximity to places where Dafa practitioners were imprisoned. This caused a lot of pressure for practitioners in the front lines working with prisons, brainwashing centers, and public security bureaus. This was a focal point of the evil's persecution in other dimensions. Some practitioners were holding back the one-body efforts. When fellow practitioners were arrested, they worked on backdoor access to bribe the police for releases. They were not saving sentient beings, but ruining them. They were supporting the evil directly by giving them money and energy. It was cooperating with the evil to persecute Dafa disciples. It was the opposite of Dafa and played the role of damaging our overall group efforts. When fellow practitioners were arrested, they worked on backdoor access to bribe the police for releases. They were not saving sentient beings, but ruining them. They were supporting the evil directly by giving them money and energy. It was cooperating with the evil to persecute Dafa disciples. It was the opposite of Dafa and played the role of damaging our overall group efforts. Practitioner A's mother had been under extreme mental pressure. We cooperated well and persisted. She said purely, "He is my son in the human world. However, I am cooperating on the Fa. I am rescuing my fellow practitioner." But cultivators still have human attachments. After several months, Practitioner A wasn't released. His mother felt powerless and at a loss. Those students not in favor of working toward a righteous rescue visited her and said, "What rescue? It is of no use. Don't try that. Simply spend some money for your son's release. That's easy." Driven by sentimentality, the practitioner's mother started paying bribes even though she knew it was not on the Fa. This caused gaps in our group cooperation. Everything occurs for saving sentient beings. If our standpoint is correct and we look inward, everything can transform into good. I had a strong attachment to validating myself and carried quite a few evil CCP mentalities. I had complaints about the practitioner's mother's behavior. This prevented the group's righteous thoughts from reaching me. In order to weaken my righteous thoughts, The evil interfered with me. Several times I reached my limit when visiting the prison. My legs were so heavy. My tolerance and patience were also challenged. I forgot about master and righteous thoughts. I simply wanted to have a good cry. I forgot about looking inward. I wanted the coordinator to share with the practitioner's mother. I wanted to quit. After I calmed down through FOSS study, I realized that everything was targeting my attachments. All fellow practitioners were so busy. Why didn't I consider them? Once I experienced a little bit of pain, I wanted to quit and put the burden on someone else's shoulders. Was I acting as a disciple of Master? Moreover, once we all looked inward, there would be no tribulations or difficulties that we couldn't overcome. Ordinary people's approach of arbitration wouldn't work for us. The more arbitration or talks, the more troubles and the more severe the attachments. When I found my attachment, I was so relieved. I was incredibly relaxed. I also thought of Master's Fa. Quote, "With any project or any task, if you decide not to do it, then don't do it. And if you do decide to do it, then you definitely have to do it well and carry it through to the end. If you do otherwise, how shall the time you wasted go down in the annals of history? Whatever is not brought to completion amounts to a failure." Fa teaching given at the 2000 New York Fa Conference, unquote. Once I let go of my human attachment, my capacity expanded. I visited the practitioner's mother and shared with her my shortcomings during cooperation. We closed our gaps and were in harmony again. She also looked inward. She shared a lot. She regretted that she was affected by sentimentality. She knew it wasn't right, but still tried to spend money to get her son's release. This detour happened because she wasn't clear on the FA. We are all cultivators. If we make mistakes, we simply start anew and continue our journey. With Master's support after 6 months of rescue efforts, Practitioner A came back to the one body of assisting Master in rectifying the Fa with pride and dignity. He is now completing his historical mission of saving sentient beings. During the rescue efforts, we persevered in clarifying the truth to all relevant people. On the final day, the person in charge of medical reimbursement wanted the family to pay the 1,000 yuan in medical expenses. Through truth clarification, we pointed out that there were no official medical invoices and declined to pay. The person agreed. Thus, DAFA Resources didn't suffer any losses. This evil prison has not yet closed down. It continues to persecute DAFA disciples. We need to cooperate even better and dissolve the prison, brainwashing centers, and evil political and legal committee. I Hesha to Master. Thank you, Master.
Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.